your life.
Good, we're on that.
This is Monday, October 31st, 2011. This is the Taney County Commission, and we're entering into our part of the meeting that is a preliminary study meeting, wherein we are looking at issues for the day, reviewing previous minutes, going over accounts payable, etc., and we'll also be taking public comment until 9, at what time the meeting will officially be called to order.
We can do it at 1 o'clock.
Well, but which is on the agenda?
We can table that till.
I thought that's what time we were going to have Jim over. Can you ask one of those?
Is he coming over?
I had sent word that if you all agreed, I'd like to talk to the sheriff during the executive session regarding this agreement. But that's not, and maybe we are, I don't know. Let me read on down through here.
Do we have fees? Just curiosity, just this. Assessor, collector, clerk, all their association have fees that we pay? I'm just curious.
Did one? Damn, I didn't hear.
Do all the associations charge a fee?
Across the state, I believe the answer to that is yes. Did the counties pay those fees? I think in some counties they do, in many counties they don't. See that.
Anybody have the minutes?
I just passed them down.
Okay. Let's see, did you pass them to him or these?
One of them,
here they are.
There's, I think, a bunch of little things in there to make it.
That's fine, it's jewelry.
First, before you start, turn over to the next and last page of the
next to last?
That one, yeah. All right. My question is, didn't we call in? I wrote that on here.
Which one is that?
Well, it's regarding the occupancy law. And the two of you called in.
Mm-hmm.
I was present for the meeting. But this makes it look, though, as if it was a continuation of this meeting.
You're right. You're exactly right. This was a call-in.
However, Constitution bylaws, dues are due no later than March 1st of each year.
Yeah. Okay. I'll make sure. I wrote something there.
We'll
just put it at the end to make sure we reconvene via teleconference is what I think we're trying to.
That's all right. Let him make it. For next year?
Oh, well, for next year. Yeah, budget.
Hello, guys.
Good.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
I was informed that you were coming up at our meeting.
Fred, you didn't play it on the... How are you, Jim Crawford?
Good to see you. Nice Jim Johnson. We met before.
I was
Clint Davis.
Don't. I'm not unfriendly. I've just got...
Peanut brittle
all over my hands. Sorry.
You guys got direction? You know what you're doing there?
We do. We're going to track down... looking for Raggedy Ann, I think, this morning.
Oh, that Raggedy?
I think she's, yeah, Renee's dressed up.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
That's what I'm hearing. I haven't seen her yet.
You want me to find her for you?
Dixie's looking for
gotcha.
Her.
Gotcha. Okay,
thank
perfect.
You very much.
All right, guys.
We're going to get started.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
So there's a P&Z person that, who applied for the Big Creek area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm going to make that nomination this morning because we've been waiting so long.
Oh, we need it, yeah. And then we still have one vacancy on the BOA. Ron got it in Christian County when he was visiting with Lou, President Commissioner Lou.
Maybe poisoned them.
Maybe. Maybe they wanted us to transfer all our money up there.
Well, we got a little wedge with you today.
Mm-hmm.
Gemini.
Or,
different.
You're a Gemini?
I am.
My husband Jim and some friends of ours came to Sorghum this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway... I've got some in here. You can sample it in my office. And if you want some, holler at me because I'll bring you some because we need
them. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about hot biscuits?
I didn't have any hot biscuits. You know what? If I could run across the street, I got
them. I mean, I'm talking about homemade biscuits. I'm not talking about running across the street. I'm talking about homemade.
Can you whip something up?
She
don't like this.
Want some coffee?
No, I'm plenty
warm.
I'm good. Thank you. Danny wants some hot biscuits for that sorghum.
That'd be a pretty good breakfast. Hot biscuits, sorghum.
We need recess to go over there and read over there.
That's Richard Kelly.
Yeah. Wow.
So anyway, I've got it. You can taste it. You want some holler at me because...
I do. Now I know what you're talking about, biscuits. I bet Don makes them, too.
I do, but I didn't do that. Anyway, y'all, please let me know.
All right.
Okay.
The door knew was done because this time we ended up eating a 3 gallon, or three gallon.
I love a little sorghum. That was great.
Okay. Hey, your husband didn't make you walk around that press.
No, he had to. It's the old press. It's the old press. Yeah. And we had a lawnmower that we went, and then after we got down to the, we got the pressed out 25 gallons, no, 30 gallons, then we went and took the horse. And the horse went around so that the little kids could come in and feed it in.
Oh, yeah.
And really? It runs down. And when we first did this a couple of weeks ago, their daughter was really into making stuff, and she made a rye soap. And we made homemade ice cream. We churned it, set there, and homemade butter, all that stuff. We did it all out there, and it's just really neat. Cause we
this weekend you do?
We did this weekend. We did just the churned butter and the homemade ice cream. Yeah.
If you could, if you had some way to, it's, you know, to get that portable to take it around to schools and let them see it, it'd be great. Yes, they just love it.
Oh, they would.
And then to cook it, it takes about four to six hours to cook it, depending on. But it was.
Do you have a big black kettle?
The Bradenville FFA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could get Lan in that outfit to walk around it.
That little dry eye, a little skin coming out.
It's a little bit square, yeah.
That's perfect.
I like it. Yes, I've been, Mr. Wilson, the Dave Wilson come up, and he cooked outside.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful day. It was beautiful. We can do that, though.
It was beautiful. It turned out really good. So. But anyway, just let me know if you like stuff like that. We'd be glad to. I've got so much of that, I think you must have, my goodness, I'm going to but it's so good, cook with and everything, I'll put it in.
Well, good on biscuits.
All right.
Thank you. I would like her to pray.
I just asked her that. She goes, no.
She's swimming. No.
Someone's dropped it after you.
I asked her if she could do the Charleston earlier. She said she couldn't.
She's listening.
I know.
Oh, okay. I asked about this on the phone, and Ron told me it was 4,000. I see 8 over there. What's outside bidding?
Yeah, when was outside bidding?
Well. I guess I got time to go visit about this. Well, that's not going to fly. What he had in his hand was $4,000.
Hello, sir.
Hello. We need to pass the law that these ladies can't wear their sheer makeup in their workplace.
It's my natural skin color.
They're not doing the 12-month deal, are they? On that 12-month plan, I've seen where all, just about every holiday had a couple of days. You seen that, Jim?
No, I didn't.
It was 12-month consideration.
Yeah.
Like they get a week for Thanksgiving, and they get, every holiday has like 2 or 3 days off of school where they do the 12-month deal.
It's hard for me to imagine, but that's what I heard.
I'm pulling up right now.
I bet Nick's a host.
Somebody down here made that peanut brittle that was excellent like that. That's good peanut brittle there. I could eat that stuff.
No school today for Ozark School. It doesn't say why. It just says no school. Maybe. Yeah, no school. Thanksgiving's the 24th.
I'll be down the 23rd.
We go the 22nd or the 21st?
Can we do it the weekend?
Sure we can. What day? Give me some options.
The 17th or the 16th? Maybe the 17th. You got meetings, so.
We can be upstairs though. We're here at least.
It'd be for like a. We start around 11.
Let's see if I can't choose 17, the first choice.
Okay. Then I'll call Brandon over.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, are you working? When you go back by the house, I'm going to come here to, I got some 50-50 in that.
Just to let you know, James, I found that the Hollister doesn't have any school today either.
Is that right?
Let's just call the commission off today. We have two school systems closed.
Okay. Before we get into the accounts payable, guys, here's...
Hey, we got a public comment here, so just...
Here's what we received that we held out. Here's what Mr. Erickson was giving us. Which falls under the bid requirement. Now, my guess is what they're doing is they're dividing this one. No, that's standard price, $82.72. Here's the total bid. Look at there. No, that was a bid. That was a bid. Okay.
I don't understand how.
Okay, here's a remark right there. $42.72. This is what Ron would say. Why did we get a bill for $82.72? Two dates right there in there.
Yeah.
It's two different days, yeah.
Is that how much you want to be if they
Why is it two bills?
That's why I got them in. She sent this to me Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
And I called her and I said, you know, this has got the same invoice number, but is this a different bill? And she said, no. But after they got this, these quotes, that they were going to send half of it through on the other half. And I said, what's the difference? It's the same.
If it falls within 12 months, bidding law comes into effect.
Exactly.
Or 3 months. I forget what that is. But. Within 90 days. Well,
evaluation? Well, this is
our problem is we're in violation of Missouri law.
If we approve a lot of them?
Well, yes.
Well, private commercial service.
Have we taken delivery?
Yeah.
I'd say it was a nice gift to the, with no contract from the county commission. That's how Mr. Schrader pointed it out the other day. Yes.
I think the misconception came into play when the thought process is that because it comes out of a outside fund, and they've been purchasing these DARE t-shirts for years, I guess, in that fashion, that it's exempt from the bid process, which we discovered is not the case.
There are no funds that go through county government hands that are exempt.
Did it always go through this?
Some years back.
Is this the first year with this?
I don't think this is the first year. It didn't use to those outside funds. They used to go directly to the treasurer's office and have those. And then a couple of audits back, we decided that, you know, even though they're outside funds, they should go through the regular process. So that's when it started going, actually. But no, that is the same invoice. They were just going to...
So we're holding that one out again. And then we're also holding out...
Until we can discuss it.
So we can discuss it. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. And thank you, Joanna.
Well.
Public comment.
James?
Yes.
Could you come up to the microphone? Mr. Strahan, you have signed up for public comment. You have the floor.
Thank you very much. I've written a resolution that I would like for this county commission to consider next Monday morning. It deals with our veterans, and I'd like to read that resolution to you now, and it continues like this. Whereas veterans throughout these United States is honored with a declared holiday on their behalf, whereas November 11th being the day of remembrance and celebration set aside for our heroes, whereas all federal, state, and local government entities celebrate and give their employees a day off with pay and guarantee their right to work, whereas the very heroes this holiday was set aside for does not have these aforementioned rights and privileges. Now, therefore, be it resolved, I would ask the County Commission of the County of Taney hereby resolve as follows. All veterans within Taney County has the ability to take this day of remembrance, Veterans Day, to their liking, without fear of right to work being interrupted, and the consideration of day with pay remain with their employer. I also challenge all entities throughout this state to honor our veterans in this manner by adopting a resolution with this intent. And I would ask you gentlemen to consider this next Monday morning as a resolution toward our veterans as we government officials celebrate with pay, and our veterans have to go to work every day.
Would you give us a copy of that, Mr. Strahan?
It isn't typed out. It's written.
Would you do us the favor of having that typed so that we can have a copy of what you submitted today?
Yes, sir. I'd be glad to do that.
Thank you very much for your comment.
Those are the two checks we're going to commission. I had a few questions about that one, the first one, and then this one, and you look at the bid process again. Those are the two.
So we'll prove through and through and
just and hold these
excluding.
Two excluding so, these.
Okay. And we have...
There's no transfers.
Okay.
I'll read that off and hand it to you.
All right, sir.
Do you... On the one that we held out last week, so that we don't get ourselves in a bind, can we state the statute and the Missouri law that we why we can't do that?
I don't have it. Do you have it?
We just say it's bid, due to bid, bidding laws, Missouri bidding laws?
We'll give that to, I think we just need to give it to council and have them address it and provide the appropriate
language
that you're referring to.
The reason I say that, gentlemen, is because we end up with a lot of the blame for things that is stated in Missouri law, and they think it's the county commission that's just making up something.
Right, I understand. We will do that. You took, oh, okay. Set this down here now. Okay. Morning, Smurf.
Good morning.
Take that. I'm going to open here.
Yeah, you would do it?
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, October 31st, 2011, to order. And Commissioner Straffes, if you will lead us in an opening prayer.
Please stand. Father God, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for just a great weekend. Father, we are very thankful for the country we live in, Father, and the rights and the privileges of this land. Father, we ask you to be with each leader as they go out their business this week. Father, calling upon you for wisdom and discernment and how to make decisions. And Father, we trust that you will guide us. We ask that everything we do and say is edifying to you. Lord, we ask you to be with the military as they serve and protect our borders and are without families. And Father, we just are very thankful for this opportunity to be serving and helping in this country. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. If you will all look to the flag and follow with me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's wait.
You got minutes here.
Just a minute for him to step back in.
Okay.
He's in agreement with those.
I yeah, he
ready for him not to have his vote on it.
He's already reviewed them.
Where's Linda? If we move forward on this, I'd like the minutes to reflect that he's not absent. He just stepped out. Let's look at the previous meeting minutes.
Motion to approve minutes 10:20, 10:24, 10:25, and 10:26. With changes?
Second. Motion's been made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes dated 10:20, 10:24, 10:25, and 10:26 with changes.
Mm-hmm.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. That... For the record, Dan, do you vote aye on approval of the minutes?
Yes.
The one note on the minutes, just a question following. Was that on a separate date? What I pointed out, was that same day? Was it calling later?
Same day.
Okay.
Later on that day.
Okay.
on your correction. Is that what you're stating, Ron?
Where right. We found it? When we called in that conference, yeah. Mm-hmm. That one phone conference vote.
Right.
Accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks number 326499 through 326546 and warrants 5516, 5517. And we're going to holding out or excluding checks number 326523 and 326450.
One of those, Jim's, is from previous week, and the other one's for this week.
Correct.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve accounts payable. Checks number 326499 through 326538. Checks number 326539 through 326546 with warrants 5516 and 5517, excluding checks 326523 and 326450. Discussion. Commission, Alicia, do you want to address?
One of those checks are.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Can I ask why?
Would you like to come up to the microphone?
This is the second week we've had that denied without an explanation other than we didn't go through the bid process, which we had not for the last 4 years previous to this on the same issue. Have never been required, had never known that we needed to, and then this year we find out anything over $4,500 had to be bid, which we always get quotes, but we don't necessarily turn in sealed bids, which I sent my quotes to Ron. We split up the ticket. We've done everything we thought we needed to do, and I've got a vendor that needs his money, and I don't know what to tell him. I told him Friday that I understood that this morning it was going to be approved, and now you're holding it again. So,
you want to start one?
Go ahead.
I mean, the splitting up the invoices doesn't help the problem. The law is within 91 days, I think, is we cannot spend excess of $4,000. It's $4,200 within a 90-day period without going through the formal bid process.
Even out of the discretionary fund?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what funds it comes out of.
That's what the that's what the attorney told us.
Okay, according to state statute, and this is what I've heard from, I call an attorney in Ozark. I've talked to everybody. Anything that's under the 4,500 mark, even if it's split up, does not have to have a bid. And it doesn't have to go through a waiting period. Because that fund, just like the sheriff's fund, you know, we can disperse it or use it as needed. Now, correct me if I'm wrong on that.
That's where our attorneys are telling us if it goes through across the commission, we have to follow the same bidding process. If we have to vote on the accounts payable, it has to follow the bid process, is what we were told. We met with them last Monday. Is that right? Last time we met with Frank?
Mm-hmm.
So it was last Friday, last Monday, that's what he told us. He'll be here again today. Him and Pat will both be here, and we can get to the bottom of it to make sure that they're looking at the right same statutes. If you have the statutes, I'll make sure that they look at those statutes.
Because in those funds, I mean, and why now after 5 years of anything?
What was that, Rick?
I mean, it's been within a couple of hundred, the same every single year, and this is the first time.
Did you split it the years before?
We never had to.
Alicia, what we have done is we have asked council to look at every aspect of county government wherein the county has a policy.
But they have to understand that this is a different situation. It's a different fund.
Right.
Is not governed by the commission. For a certain amount.
Let me not argue, but let me offer you a point of view that's different than that. There aren't any funds within the courthouse system that don't have to go through approval, to the best of my knowledge, at the county commission. There is not a contract that is binding unless it has the signature of the county commission. These are things that the council has recently provided to us. And these are things that we are looking at just to ensure that we're doing things properly. And we know that you don't want to do anything improperly, and we don't want to do anything improperly. So all we've done today is to put this off until we have an opportunity to chat with council again when they're here this afternoon. In following up with council from Missouri Association of Counties during the last 3 days conference, we were told the same thing. In talking with the County Commissioners Association at breakfast only yesterday morning, we were told the same thing. So we want to follow up on this. It's certainly not aimed at this vendor or at your department. We just want to do what is correct. Is that where we're at, gentlemen?
That's it.
So what do I tell my vendor in the meantime?
We're going to talk to our county counselor.
We'll have a letter provided, hopefully, from our council to them, if you like.
I mean, I don't know if he knows about the statute. We'll provide that to him. If anything's different, then we have to wait for him to visit with us again.
If we get the all clear today, we will make sure that this happens today, Alicia.
I think a possibility is you could prove, if she'd split it up, and I know she sent purchase orders today, I don't know how they got to, you could prove one of those if it's less than $4,500 and not the other one. You could do that if you so intend, you wanted to.
Thank you.
Because I think the
Missouri
I split it up as a $4,200 and then a $4,000, so it would be two separate ones, one for last month and one for this month, so they might.
Okay.
More discussion, gentlemen? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
And then this will be discussed in our session.
Were there any journal entries or transfers?
There was not.
County board appointments.
I make a motion and recommendation that we appoint Tom Trotter to the Big Creek P&Z position.
Second the motion.
As you well know, we've been having a difficulty with getting someone to represent that. We had a call this last week and put that on there, and so appreciate Tom wanting to serve.
Motion's been made and seconded to appoint Tom Trotter, Planning and Zoning Commission, representing Big Creek Township. Is that correct?
Yes.
Discussion. Question. Are we at liberty to do this?
It says board appointment there. I didn't know.
Yeah, that's how.
But if you
want. No, I'm just asking the question.
No, it's posted as board appointment, so.
So any board could fall under.
My question is employee.
Had that same question, Ron. But if we have,
yeah,
voting issues that need to take place, and we, do you want to check? If you want to check that out, I know that came up before.
Let's check that out, Kenny. I forgot about that complaint. I know where Ron was coming from. Can we check that with Frank and Pat?
Right. That would be fine. I withdraw my motion then.
In a second.
Then there's no motion on the floor for discussion other than we will ask legally if we can do that.
Okay.
Other appointments?
the BOA member that I was, I hadn't had a chance to talk with him yet. Last week was a short week with us traveling, so I have somebody in mind that I have not had a chance to speak with him.
Let me make something clear on that other thing, Ron. Mm-hmm. There was a another appointment that had a county employee, and I was the one that brought up that question about that. At that point, there was at least two other applicants that were for that position that could exclude a county employee.
And we have found none, is what you're saying.
And we have found none, and I've searched for a long time looking for someone in that area that would serve and have had the media cover it. And they put it in the paper two or three times. And so if we have no ordinance or there's no state law for forbidding it, but I just did want that to be known. The other position did have other people that were available.
Can we regarding the appointment for a P&Z board member, because I'm all for this if we can do it, can we postpone this to the definite time of 3 p.m., and if, in fact, we can do this, move forward at that time and make that appointment so that it's done?
You just want to push them all back till 3 o'clock?
Well, that one. Well, yeah, if we say board appointments. Unless you all have another that you want to do this morning or cover.
No, I don't.
No.
Motion to postpone to a definite time the county board appointments till 3 p.m.
Second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded, postponed to the definite time of 3 p.m. board appointments for further discussion today. I'm sorry, and for discussion, we're still open on this motion before it's done. Would you address this? I apologize. I did not see you sitting there.
That's okay. Last week, well, 2 weeks ago, we requested that you look into a 911 advisory board mm-hmm. committee member. Last week, you asked me to see what the 911 advisory board recommended out of the three people that had expressed interest in the position. And the board met last Wednesday, and they would
Wait
like.
There.
Go ahead.
If we're going to make these appointments.
I'm sorry, go right ahead.
No. The reason I wanted to stop you here, if we're going to make these appointments at 3 today, could you give us a list of those names that they recommend, other than announcing it, and then we...
Sure. There was only three that applied, and they've only got one recommendation.
Technically, the motion that's on the floor is to postpone to a definite time.
That's fine.
What I'm following up, can you provide us that info? We'll be here at 3,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll do that at that time.
Okay.
And I appreciate it. I wish I'd have called on you sooner, and we could have.
That's perfectly fine.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. We'll see you at 3 then. Thank you, Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
Intergovernmental agreement with Jasper County is the next order of business. Quick question to Nikki. Was the sheriff going to join us in executive session regarding this agreement?
Still trying to get that arranged.
Still trying to get that fixed?
Yes.
Do you gentlemen want to talk about this now?
Well, the the contract or the intergovernmental agreement has to be in place before anything else goes forward. And the sheriff will have to be in this meeting because he has to have a signature on it.
My thought is, I mean, we need to execute the agreement as soon as possible. I mean, there's concern that there's not funds on the other end to pay us. So if we don't have an agreement in place, and if we haven't asked the county to pay us for the services, then we'll have to send back prisoners. And so what I'd like to make sure is that we get this thing in place as fast as possible. And so voting either way, now versus an executive, if he's available, is fine. I just know that we need to move forward.
Well, Jim, I agree with you 100%, except he has to have his signature if it's valid before there's action taken.
Well, we can acquire his signature at any time. It doesn't have to be done during a county commission meeting to make the contract valid. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
Right? I mean, we can take it to him. All it requires is his signature. If we vote on it, then the three of us would sign this. I, too, believe that we need to sign this today. I believe that we need to take it a step further. And it's been, I don't know if this is the second or the third week that we've chatted about this. And perhaps part of it, in my recollection, was an executive session. But I don't think that we should be housing prisoners if we're not going to be reimbursed for them. That's my feeling about this.
Right. We should have had the agreement first, and we know that. But
do
you want us to move forward with the agreement? We know the terms are correct. We know that all the parts of it are correct.
And let it be known that it's the same agreement that we have sent to other counties that would be signed. So there's nothing wrong with us approving it, but I think that we need to have discussion about terms for the sheriff to, because if we don't get any money, then we don't want the prisoners housed in our prison.
There's a copy for each of you to look at.
I was trying to think what the term, how soon.
Well, we can come to an agreement on the intergovernmental agreement. We can approve or not approve the intergovernmental agreement. That in no way will prevent us from further discussion or action on what we do with the prisoners currently that we're housing in our jail. What we have is an agreement that was struck by sheriffs, and in reality, sheriffs don't pay the bills, the commissioners do. And we have commissioners that are saying, we're not real sure we're going to pay you. Why are you doing this? So I don't know how clear that can be.
And it's not that they don't want to. They don't have any money. I mean,
well, but that's true.
The there's no terms in this. When do we expect payment?
Those are the terms that I was speaking, that we would have the sheriff come in and make the agreement and with his signature.
Well, we've got to put terms, when to expect payment. What are you going to do? We can move forward with this, but...
Has the other contract gone out to Greene County?
No, because Jimmy was in and out last week.
Then what I would suggest is that we re-present these contracts to our council today. Have that verbiage added because it needs to be in there. Jasper County is not going to agree to it because they don't have any money.
Correct.
So what's going to happen is there's going to be a negotiated amount that we will end up being. But by inserting it, they can draw through it, initial it, and we can either agree to what their counteroffer is or not.
So do you want to just postpone the intergovernmental agreement?
Let's do these, if it's all right with you gentlemen, in executive session. Yes, Dan?
Yes. This needs to, just as we did with Greene County, this needs to be sent immediately for their approval or denial, and then negotiate what we have to negotiate. And it's not a matter of, there's a possibility that they can pay us after a different budgeting cycle and all those things. I had a long visit with their presiding commissioner, myself, so if you want to add a date, do I understand, Jim, that you want to add a date or you want to wait and just take this up in executive and add the dates?
Well, what Jim is after is a time certain that we'll be paid.
If we submit bills on the 30th day, they pay us by the 15th, otherwise we send prisoners back. We got to have an invoice date, a receiving date, and if that doesn't happen, then we need to be able to send those prisoners back to...
No matter what the number.
Correct.
So
I'd like to... That's why I want to postpone this and get that verbiage added to both this one and Greene County. I mean, we need to have that added no matter what.
Well, not only that, city of Branson, every mm-hmm. city that brings anybody prisoners here, every county. For the edification of those that are listening, this is just another one of the many things that council has advised us, and we are following through. Again, it's not us picking on any county or any city or any jurisdiction. It's just that legally, this is something that we need to put into place, and we need to move forward to put our house in order. I get that back from you.
All right. I'm going to move to postpone indefinite time the intergovernmental agreement with Jasper County until 3 o'clock today.
Actually,
3:05.
You want to do it in an executive session at 1:15, don't you?
I'm sorry. You're right, because we're going to move it to 1:15. Thank you.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone this discussion regarding intergovernmental agreement with Jasper County to executive session at 1:15. Discussion?
Yes, there is. In this situation, there needs to be a boilerplate type contract agreement with just the placement of the county or city's name in the spot. So every one of them that goes out will be the same. And I think that individually, I don't know whether both of you have, but individually I've talked to the different commissioners in those counties, and I think we can work this thing out. But this is totally out of our hands other than sending prisoners back home.
Right. There's the signature page over there.
And Dan, yes, I have also. I know that we all have been involved in chatting with commissioners. I met with presiding commissioner of Greene County, Christian County, and Stone County on Wednesday of last week. And I took a copy of the proposed agreement, and the presiding commissioner has that in hand, and it looked good. His comment was, get it to us. So.
I don't know whether to state this or not, but there has been one county that has taken advantage of five or six different counties in this situation. So I just wanted to make that clear that we're not the only ones sitting out here on a limb. I don't know whether you gentlemen wanted me to make that statement or not, but that's what I have heard from all the rest of the counties. So.
Could we vote on that motion?
We haven't yet.
All in favor of the motion, vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Well, what's going on is very complicated. And there's a lot of behind-the-scenes maneuvering that's going on between officers across the state. So we need to move that into exec. And
so I take that you wish I hadn't made that.
No, sir, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying that maybe we ought not make any more. staff departmental update, Road and Bridge. You gentlemen like to join us? Let me restate that. Would you gentlemen please join us?
Who's starting?
Before we go, I'd like to compliment these two on their costumes, Lynn and Jim.
Thank you so much. That's so funny, Rob.
So seldom you see two witches sitting there.
That's just wonderful.
And then the
one
ogre,
nothing.
The ogre in the middle.
I wasn't going to say anything.
We all dressed up as Road and Bridge employees, just so you know. But
yeah.
Anyway.
No, they dress better than that, don't they,
Dan? I hope so.
I'm going to let Harlan go first. I've just got a minor update on some stuff at Mount Branson. It won't take very long, so.
I've run into a problem burning the brush, the FEMA brush. We're removing the timber and the refuse. I can't burn no longer at the Hilda Quarry. I'm piling it there at our shop now, but I cannot burn it there under DNR rules.
As being what?
Under DNR rules. We're too close to houses. We don't have a place anyway there at the shop that if we even tried, we're too close to houses. We'd have to rent big fans and blow.
How much brush are we talking? Lots?
There are several loads.
Several loads?
Yes. So I need a place to burn brush, and I don't know where to go. It has to be burnt. The ashes measured. And then I have to bury the ashes, which that isn't a problem. But I just don't have a place to burn it.
Harlan, I've thought a lot about this. Harlan visited with me about this about Friday last week or something.
Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday,
yeah.
Friday. But I've wondered if there's not a situation where we couldn't utilize our western or central or our fire districts to maybe get an approval from FEMA if we had those on site as those burns. I tried to figure out a location that's very difficult to come up with. Burning time is very sensitive, but if we had, I know that they do homes. I know they do big buildings as trial places for experience on what to do in different situations. This would be a massive fire is what it would be.
Dwayne and I both have property we could burn on, but of course we can't pile stuff on employees' property for any use. We both have areas that could if we could utilize that. But
I'm not recommending this, but I know some counties have ran into the same problems and they're being forced to chip it now. I mean, I'm not saying
yeah,
I'm recommending. That's what some
they
counties
do.
Are being forced to start doing chipping because of.
They rent tub grinders or have people bring them in and grind it. But then we got to get rid of the chips.
Right. I mean, they make it available for free for anybody coming for mulch and stuff, but. Oh.
And this is still a problem, too, on our future on where to put dirt. That's still an ongoing problem on an area to put dirt because mine spot is, it's filled up. It's maximum right now. I've got every bit of the gravel we're cleaning out and other dirt, and I'm maxed out. I don't have
more
room.
No room, or of course we'd have to get permission back on Gilbert's place that adjoins our property down there.
I've never contacted him about, using it such as that. I don't know. But right now, my immediate problem is a burning area.
Are we housing everything, did you say, right now on site at our Road and Bridge building?
Yes, that's where I'm storing it. I've got enough room. I think I can hold it, but I can't burn it there.
Well, I think it's a place we need to find right away rather than...
I
spending
need it.
All the time
yeah.
and manpower to take it there, and then all the time and manpower to reload it and take it somewhere else.
I was jammed up. I couldn't. I didn't have no choice.
Could we at least check and see if we can utilize with FEMA our... Or you said that with DNR.
DNR is who I have to burn under. I have to get a permit for them to actually.
If you remember
burn.
FEMA doesn't let you burn anything because if you remember Joplin, they had to take it to a third party contract to haul it so that they could dispose of it. When FEMA gets involved, so does EPA.
Yeah, FEMA requires DNR permit. You burn it under DNR.
Right. So
permit.
I mean, we'll have to work through DNR is what
yes.
we have to do.
What about, I wonder if the Corps would give us a spot?
Possible. Possibility.
I think you're just going to have to call around and get some options here.
We've,
I mean,
we've got a phone call today at 2 with the Corps. Mm-hmm. That's when we write that down or have a note to
ask them
about it.
That'd be good. And also, if they do allow it, we will need a letter from them stating we do have permission to burn on their property.
Okay.
That's required also.
And this doesn't have anything but debris. It doesn't have just, metal or no, anything no, no. like
it's
that.
Just brush, timber, debris.
And just they timber may have a place where we can just put it and not have to do anything with it, not burn it or nothing. I mean, they may have a location where it can be just settle in to nothing.
Might have to check with FEMA on that, if they'll allow that.
Most of it's come off the roads on that property.
Yeah.
About all this would haul.
Yeah, it has.
That's what they're talking about. Most of it come off of the core.
It actually did, yes.
On the roadways.
So we'll talk with them. We have a scheduled phone call at 2 conference.
And we will clean it up. I mean, that's not a problem. We clean up our ashes. And
Randy, you will be here for that meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I really think, especially in light of most of this coming off property that was theirs in the first place, that surely they would consider allowing us a burn site.
That'd be excellent. Actually, if it allow it down there, we're taking off right now. The T-table is the last major road. That's where it's coming from now. If it allow us in one of them fields right there at the T-table in them big bottom
Save fields, us a lot of money.
That would save, yes.
We'll have that conversation today.
Appreciate it. I believe that's what I had.
That's all you got?
At the moment.
David, I'll let you go next.
All I've got, we started on an Arizona road. We ripped it and laid it back out. I mean, it was that chip and seal was tore all pieces. We tore it up and laid it back out. It's 10 times what it was, and they're starting to build the rest of it now.
And you did it just as we've done in the past. You rolled it over and then put it in on top and then put the roller on it. And,
yeah.
Okay. Because we've got several other roads that we're going to have to consider that same thing with, and it makes an excellent road. And then when you go back in to do anything to it, you've got a base unlike any of the others because it's already got the oil and the glue texture to it.
The only other thing's the transfer station. I think you know that one of the gentlemen there had a motorcycle wreck a little over a month ago now, and he's been out. Been able to cover it all right up to now. A few of my men are taking vacation, and it's getting tough. I know he's going to be off most of this week, I think.
And he hasn't been released yet?
No, and Ms. Swanson's helping me with that.
Okay.
That might be a question that I would need to ask Randy, and it's just my own question to you guys. Does that FEMA employment that they have, would it cover anything like that?
I don't think so. I most of this has to be related toward the disaster.
Only on the premises of the,
right,
of the disaster?
Right, I've got to some way connect that.
Okay. All right.
Them issues. Right. They can work on anything like that. Right.
I know we just a lot of our problems lay within the FEMA stuff, and I just thought, well, maybe there might be.
I was just going to bring up Shady Drive again. City of Branson has written a letter back to us saying that that wasn't their intent was to take Shady Drive, even though we had a document I thought that said they were taking Shady Drive. So we need to look at some options, such as possibly closing this intersection, you know, and just stopping the traffic, because I think there's lots of concerns if they continue up that road where it's not maintained.
Can we do that?
Well, that's that. I want to.
I mean, we stop halfway, maybe not even halfway down that hill,
mm-hmm.
and then coming in the lower end off Illinois Street. I don't even think we turn at all and go up the hill.
No, we don't.
I think we stop.
We don't go off Illinois Street.
At all.
We just maintain it, and the city currently stops where we stop when we were maintained on Shady. And there's that gravel section in between.
And you've seen the letter because it's to you. So do you think they're not going to touch Shady anymore?
The city?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. They're not going to touch it. It sounded like it to me, too.
What about outdoor? And
They're maintaining the blacktop.
Yes.
This
is one of many.
Yes. They're maintaining that.
We never maintained the gravel part.
We've never maintained the gravel part.
Okay.
And that's the section that's in there. That's the issue.
Is there signage? Signage may be the issue. End of Caney County maintenance.
We've got a bunch of signs of the GPS coordinates for one of the either TomTom or Garmin makes it a through road to Fall Creek Road, and it's causing lots of traffic and buses and RVs getting stuck now.
Well, they need to stop it. That's what I would say. And the thing is, we can put up signage that says county maintenance ends here or dead end to county maintenance road or something.
Again, isn't it in the city?
We can do that on Illinois. It's
right, we can do it on Illinois, but Shady,
to talk to the city
up
about
on the blacktop would be up to the city, I guess, to sign that road.
So Shady's not even ours?
No.
Well, then
Branson took it over under their maintenance.
Well, then they're saying they didn't.
Outdoor,
right?
But they're saying they didn't.
They're saying they shouldn't
have. Well, they're saying that they want to do over.
Everything that was on that sheet that they said they took, or just Shady?
They've picked, well, that's the first one I pressed them on, which was Shady, and that's the first one they said that, oops. So that wasn't the official word. What was the, I can give you the, yeah, it's like I have my fingers crossed. We just got to look at, we'll look at different options, because there's a center section there that if we close that center section of the road, okay, that would stop the GPS coordinates. And as long as we still provided some sort of access to all the parcels, which we would be, if there's an area we can cut, and then put some signage to say dead end or road closed or something.
End of county
end of
maintenance.
County maintenance or something like that.
Yeah.
But the challenge is just vehicles get up Shady and then have to turn around, and then it becomes an issue.
Right.
And there's not even a cul-de-sac.
The way I understood this in your conversation before, this is UPS trucks, different things.
It's RVs. It's delivery vehicles.
Everything.
It's everything.
My recommendation is try to correct it with some signage first and then see what we need to do.
Can you work on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I've met with Phil over at our Mount Branson facility, and we were looking at some of the electrical. I wanted him to check out the electrical in one of the storage buildings, because we do have equipment stored in there currently, the smaller one. Also, that building and the salt shed is fed off of the main building, the power. We're looking at changing that when we put in our new service, three-phase, back underground to feed the hot tank. We're looking to come off of that to feed this. And he said that's too much of a load on the main building, the service there. The box isn't big enough. And at some point, that's going to need to be upgraded, because that's an older type box that was in probably put in when they built that facility. But he's checking most of this out, and I'll get with him again to get a little more detailed information. But we were looking at that, and I think that's going to be a good option while we're putting that in the ground to run the extra conduit to move that service off this other meter. So it's going to make things a little bit safer, I think.
Well, you got an overhead service that goes up there, and we're going to go underground. There's a transformer that runs the overhead service before you get there, or it's on the pole, isn't it?
There was an overhead three-phase that went across. We had Empire take that out.
Right.
That was part of that cost. We're going to put that back in underground. We're going to feed the storage building off of that, and the new salt building lights on it off of this underground service there.
Right.
It's closer proximity than running all the way up from the main building.
Right. What I'm talking about is where the location of the transformer, because that makes all the difference in the world where we want to put, they can put the transformer down on the other end, you know, before you cross the road, before you cross the pavement, or they can put it up beside the salt shed, one of the two, if it's an underground service. Mm-hmm. Phil will know. He'll know how to set that up. He's...
Well, I know we're putting the service, what they're going to run to, we were putting up there where the meter was, close proximity to the hot tank where that pole was. That's where we're locating that, unless there's a better choice.
Well, I might
still
get
to feed.
If it's all right with you two gentlemen, I might get with Phil and go up there and look at those services on that thing.
Okay.
What they're wanting us to do is go with a centralized service on the property. It's what they're wanting us to do. Well, that's not the way it exists now. Right. And I don't want to incur a lot of expense if it can be worked out between us and the power company to just... What they've got there now is something that has been there for years, and we can put a three-phase service up there and put a meter box and stuff in the same location, and they've got the expense to provide it.
Right, and that's where they're going to have to provide the conductors all the way up to the hot tank. Mm-hmm.
Right. Is it all right with you two guys if I get with Phil or
absolutely.
Just send him out there and let him bring a drawing to me? And
it'd be great. Absolutely.
Okay. I think the fence guy is supposed to come today and start work on the fence, so... I don't expect that to take too long. We'll have that installed, and we'll complete the back entrance and have that up and going as soon as he gets the fence in. All the locates have been done for that. So.
Have you already got the culverts in?
No, we got them there on site. We've got to do a little more machine work and some ditch work there, but it won't take very long to put the culverts in. That's all I got as far as an update today. We're currently working on the salt building. They're putting up the wood top part of the structure right now, the concrete work, and everything's done, and the hot mix work, so they're working on that portion of it. But we also, deer season's coming up, and guys are going to be taking off, so we kind of have to work on that as we can. So.
And the snow radio is still set for the 10th?
Snow rodeo set for the 10th, and I'm going to have a safety meeting here the 8th. And
what time is that on the 10th, Randy?
That's going to start around 8 in the morning.
When do you want us there?
The rest of the day.
We have a lunch together?
Yeah, we're going to eat at 11:30, somewhere along there.
Okay.
Anytime before that, we're going to have most of that... stuff going on most of the day, because as many people as we got, it takes quite a while to get them through all that, so, and to get done around 3:30. So, on our safety meeting, if they bring a laptop and all that, can they connect in to where we can use this projector and screen here?
Absolutely, we have a cord right here.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, that'll save them to
hook
up other stuff. So, okay.
If you have any issues, Daniel or IT will help you, but there's a cable right here and a button, and it's real easy.
Okay. That's all I got. Okay. You gentlemen have something.
I want to get into this building as quick as possible, and I don't know how to express to you to move things along on this facility over there. Fast as we can,
right.
Because we need to get the crews split up to where they know if we have a snow event or something, the way the weather is. I mean, you should look at the East Coast out there with what's taking place there if we'd happen to have a big snow event.
They need to get acclimated over there, get their equipment over there, and get acclimated with their new territory, and that place has to just
All right, well, that sounds good. Can we have recess, sir?
What time are we scheduled for the... Oh, I've got it here. Now?
You need to come by the office.
Do you want to take a recess or go straight into executive?
We can go to executive, then we can go straight in. That's fine.
I would entertain a motion.
Motion to go to executive pursuant 610.21.1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded for County Commission to enter into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.